Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Don Adams and Sonia Lenzendorf, and we are talking about the Crawford County Health and Human Services Hoops for Hope event that has already started taking place and will continue to take place here over the next month or so. So good morning, ladies. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning,
Hi,
Cody.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. So you've already had one of the Hoops for Hope events at North Crawford High School back on January 14th. So if folks are unfamiliar with the Hoops for Hope events, if you want to just kind of explain to them what it is and then how that event went there on January 14th.
Okay. Hoops for Hope is an awareness event about suicide prevention at local high school basketball games. And we come out to support our favorite team on game night. And these events give us a chance to show that we support each other's well-being and mental health. The goal is to provide resources and have conversations with youth and adults to help break down the stigma around mental health and suicide. And I was actually at the North Crawford game here last week on the 14th. North Crawford and DeSoto played a great basketball game. And we had some really good feedback from folks who attended that game. They visited our table and looked at our resources and thanked us for being there. And it was nice to have youth involved as well. We had one of the North Crawford basketball players say a few words during the JV game and during the varsity game, which was really nice. And we also had some young kids throwing out T-shirts and throwing out little You Matter basketballs to the crowd, which was a great crowd pleaser. So it was a good time. So hopefully folks can come out to the remaining games.
Yeah, those remaining games coming up on January 24th, that's a Friday night. Prairie Sheen is hosting, I believe, Lancaster for that contest there. That's a boys' basketball game that Friday night. February 10th, Wazika Steuben is hosting a basketball game, and then Seneca is hosting one on February 14th. So still some opportunities to get out and to some different communities and help support as well.
So why we are holding the basketball nights or started to think about holding these Hoops for Hope events is, according to the 2023 Youth Risk Behavior Study, Crawford County High School students reported that only 23% get the emotional support they need, and almost 50% of students turn to their peers for that support. 17% of students reported having considered suicide in the last 12 months, and 14 made a plan for a suicide attempt. Students are often important support systems for their peers, and having knowledge and tools to help a friend can save a life. The events will have T-shirts for sale, the resource table, and promotional items, and really just be a great place to start talking about this to break down stigma.
If folks have any questions about the event, or if they're, you know, seeking that help, there are resources available that you guys provide to help them out with that.
Correct. Yes, we'll have a resource table, and we'll have information on 988. We'll have our mental health resource guide, which has all sorts of resources in our area. We'll talk, and people can come up to our table and just ask questions if they need to as well. We'll have Credible Mind as our mental health platform that we've really been promoting, and that's really a good tool for anyone. It's kind of a self-help. So if you don't want to ask the questions, you might want to check out Credible Mind just as a start. We'll have gun locks available if there's adults that want to come up to the table and ask for those. And yeah, you can just come to the table and talk to us, because we have a lot of good information for people who want to know more about it and or need to know about it.
Yeah, and then I don't know if we touch on the T-shirts and stuff, where folks can get those. I know some sales for, I think, the PDC, the Lancaster game, those have already ended, but I think you can get some for the other games as well.
Yeah, so you can buy or order T-shirts. So there are T-shirts available at the health department and at the games, but you can also pre-order ahead of time. Those can be found on our website under the Crawford County website under the health department. They're $10. And the T-shirts are really, they're for the night, but they also have really important resources and some tips on how to talk to someone who's struggling on them. So they are something we're hoping will be all around the community, because you never know who might be standing behind you when you're waiting in line, and they can kind of get those tips of how to talk to somebody.
Yeah, it's just a friendly reminder sometimes. Mm-hmm. Somebody, you don't even know they need to read that at that moment, but could just be something that could potentially save a life.
Yes.
All right. Anything else I missed that we need to cover?
I don't think so.
All right.
Thanks,
sounds
Cody.
Good. Yeah, Don, Sonia, thanks for joining me.
Thanks.
Thank you.